Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, good Friday, everyone. Lara Trump at 1:30, Dr. Marty at 2 o'clock today, and Sergeant Dakota Meyer at 2:30, Veterans Day. He's coming to the Eagles game this weekend. No, wait a minute. Is it this week? Eagles are at home this weekend? I thought they go to Dallas. No? Must be at home.
No, they're in Dallas.
Okay. Yeah. Let me see where he is going to be then. It's Veterans Day. And Toyota's partnering veterans, help support Veterans Day. He'll be, I have to read this, and I'm not sure where he's going to be. We'll ask him, okay? I know every year we have him come on to talk about Toyota and sponsorship, et cetera. Usually I thought he was coming. Okay. Jack Smith is giving up the January 6th case, I think both cases. Well, he's telling the judge to take away the deadlines on these cases because he says with the election of the president, it's time to do that, so that we can reassess what we're going to do. I think translation, he's going to drop the cases. I thought he still might continue it and force something else to go on, but that's what Jack Smith is engaged in. The sentencing is in late November on the state matter. The judge may drop sentencing. Trump will win on appeal on that, and we'll see how that plays out. But right now, and thanks for all the input of people, on Twitter, at Dom Show 1210, etc. I made it 11. Because I had to get Kenny in there. That's right.
You need structure? Why even question who to turn to? Dom Giordano tells you what's big and important in today's world.
And what order you need to care about it in.
It's time for Dom Giordano's Big List.
All right. In 11th position, Jim Kenny. What a moment. And I think he went to upstate Pennsylvania or something to pitch for Harris. We had a field day playing what he was saying. That was a pretty desperate sign.
Yeah, you know you're really digging at the bottom there when you're trying to get a
Jim Kenny,
a heated mayor.
I couldn't believe how bad he was in that like clip and that exchange too.
Man, unprepared.
About being a newspaper boy.
Yeah.
Stuff of that. Yeah. And rising up. In 10th position, the moment I put it mainly was with the homage. There were so many moments, and I wanted to get him in there. Scott Presler deserves a 10th position, even in this heavyweight list. I don't know what the biggest moment was. Probably Dom Giordano Day. I should have put that down with Scott Presler. In 9th position, I don't care what anyone says. He doesn't deserve any more than this. Stop it already. Joe Rogan and the bro tour that Trump did. He did endorse until almost the last minute. If he had endorsed a week in advance,
that, would he be higher if it was?
Yes, yeah. if he endorsed earlier on. I mean, the interview with Trump got 50 million, yada, yada, yada. I'm still not convinced, Dan, that these guys voted in overwhelming numbers.
Oh, I think they did.
I don't see the evidence necessarily of that. We'll see. You know, the low propensity voters, did they come out because of that? These are very reluctant voters.
So let me ask you, though, are you specifically talking Joe, or are we talking the entire podcast run?
Yeah, the entire podcast.
Well, then
run.
I think it should be higher if we're talking the entire podcast. I think that was a huge decisive factor in getting young voters out there and creating an environment where it's kind of cool to support Donald Trump to a degree.
I'll make my case why it's only ninth here when you hear the others. We'll see. Eighth position. And it's not just recency bias. This was at the end where stuff is really important, and it was a summary. This is what they think of you. You're garbage. Biden, the garbage comment, was a moment. Is that bigger than Rogan? I would maintain it was. Think about, okay, we'll take it under advisement.
Yes, because yeah. I guess it was this year's Basket of Deplorables comment, yes. Which would probably be top three when it came to Hillary Clinton, right?
And it was in a good slot, Dan, where it was like a week to 8 days before the election. You know, it wasn't 6 months before it. In seventh position, Joe Rogan's not beating this. I don't care what you say. Picking walls over Josh Shapiro.
Oh, that should be higher.
All right, we'll see.
I think that's a top three. That might be my number one.
Oh, wow. Oh, all right.
You look at where it all came down to. It's the state of Pennsylvania. Yeah. And you elect a sitting governor there, mm-hmm. and because you're scared of your anti-Semitic supporters, what they're going to think, you could have flipped Pennsylvania. I know other swing states went the other way, but that's the first of many that could have flipped there.
I considered it, but I got six better ones than
all right,
that.
Where are we going?
In six, $33 million, whoever said it at that moment. Tom Giordano's right. Run those ads transgender.
No.
Oh, everybody no. we bring on says this is the sleeper. No,
I don't think they really move much of a needle, to be quite honest.
Did you just hear Jeff Andrew?
I heard him.
The woman comes up to him and goes, "We shouldn't have men in girls' sports."
Honestly, I'll be completely honest. Those ads, I think, painted a crazy picture of President Trump, and I think scared a lot of moderates away.
Yeah.
They did?
I had to justify it to my friends of my age to say, why are they running so many ads? Why are they focused so much on this transgendered sex assignment when they'd be focused on economy, when they'd be focused on other things?
Right.
I agree that it's a significant issue. I just don't think it really deserves to be higher than Josh Shapiro being
picked. Put this up to the listeners here. Henry, what do you say?
It's just like you can only hear so many times what
the economy.
Kamala is for they, them. Right. Trump is for you. While you're trying to just watch a show or something, you're like, I get it, dude. I get it. Like, stop drilling it down.
Yeah, but you guys are doing this job every day. You know, these other people.
I'm just talking watching TV.
Okay, like but I'm saying these people not paying attention. Remember Charlamagne the God, the Breakfast Club? His colleague there said, she did that, really?
My whole thing with the whole transgendered issue is I think if you want to appeal and take that issue and make it political where it should be, and that's in the schools and locker rooms with women, with girls. I guess it combines the two issue of immigration and transgendered sex assignment surgery or gender reassignment surgery, but I think you would have won more voters if they focused on that particular issue and tried to speak to parents rather than just some claim about.
Well, she said it, though. I mean,
I know she said it.
She didn't say anything on the others that I know of that was as. I mean, think of how crazed it was to say, person's here illegally, they want a sex change, and they're in jail. I think that's the truth.
I want to be completely clear. I'm arguing in the context of this being number six impactful. Okay, I do think it was impactful. I just don't know, that it was more impactful than, say, Josh Shapiro.
Yeah, I'm with Dan on
that. Listeners have to help me out. 855-839-1210. In fifth position, McDonald's.
That low? I'm excited for these top four.
This got to be higher.
In fourth position, the assassination. You were telling me yesterday how big the assassination was. Now you guys backing up.
No, top two, it ain't two.
Four, five, seven is my top three. Assassination, McDonald's, and Shapiro.
Well, I maintain the lawfare thing in New York. Really, every time this happened, particularly when you sat in that courtroom and the kangaroo court, really helped Trump, and it helped him immeasurably early on, at least.
Second, it created an environment where a lot of people started to tune out and recognize how ridiculous this witch hunt was.
Yeah.
You're right.
That's big.
That's big.
Second position, Biden in the debate. That triggered off everything. It triggered Biden off, and it triggered her in without a primary and anything else.
You know what? Yeah, that would probably make it into my top three, maybe bumping out the McDonald's there.
And the number one, you guys are not going to agree, but I got to stick on this hill. The number one, I'm waiting. I'm waiting for my sounder. Yes. Home court advantage. Here comes a beach ball on the tee from Sonny Hostin. How are you a little bit different from Joe Biden? I can't think of a single thing. I think that just killed the whole thing. She was the agent of change.
And it's now a great soundbite, yeah. But I would argue that I think people already knew at that point that she wasn't much different. So, yeah, I think it solidified it, but I don't know if it was that on itself that impactful.
Get the hell off the beach.
We'll let people on Twitter are calling in. So, Dan, your number one moment again would be?
My number one moment is the assassination. I think the fight, the imagery that was able to create it out of that was huge. Number two, I think, was probably Biden. You know, that's a huge turning point. Kamala slipped in there. And then number three, I'd put as Shapiro instead of Walls. I think that was a huge gaffe on the Kamala
Henry,
campaign.
What's your number
one?
Yeah,
number one, I like I said, I got to go with the assassination attempt. The whole fight became, you know, a rallying cry. It's something to, you know,
I think it died
everybody.
Off by the end because of the media. I didn't see it.
Oh, I had someone on the phone the other day on election day saying, like, I can't wait for this. I can't, you know, I got a Trump flag on the back and people keep honking at me and giving me the three fist bumps. And while I was on the phone with him, it happened. So yeah. I really do think that carried over. Number two, I think, is McDonald's. I think the imagery of that.
Really?
Whole thing.
Ah, number two.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, totally. I think the imagery.
Well, it's interesting you say
fantastic.
That because you spent a lot of time on social media, meme culture and such.
Yes.
And I think you say that because one of the biggest memes that came out and I think won a lot of people over was Trump at the drive-thru. And that the Indian guy comes up and says, thank you, we love you, Trump. And just the image of a guy who's not white pulling up and Donald Trump serving him really made its rounds on social media.
Yeah, and whether you liked him or you hated him, that picture of
and
him waving him. In the drive-through window.
That
went around. Yeah.
Third.
And then third, I got to go with the debate versus Biden. I mean, he just fell flat in his face, and that started the whole thing.
Well, it triggered the whole thing that we've seen play out. All right. There's so many big moments, to Jeff Andrews' point, that they're seared in your memory. I just threw Jim Kenney in. I had to put Scott Presler. Scott Presler is a bigger star today than even a week ago. Daily Mail, like seven printed pages on him in the homage. They can't get enough of it. You can't create a guy like this.
Might be a little bit selfish, but I'd love to explore this. Brett Isaacson over on our YouTube.com/@1210WPHD. Go like, subscribe, click that little bell to get notified every time we have a show on here. Says, I just don't believe Shapiro would have made that big of a difference.
Oh, God. You know, why would you want to do that? I wish you'd call in and tell me that, Dan. I mean, how could any reasonable person say that? Let me put it this way. With all due respect, if you want to win in the future, you got to be reasonable. That's how you win.
Scared money don't make money. You're afraid of offending people. And so, yeah, it shows what happened.
It killed them.
Yeah.
It kept their campaign.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that they, Brady said they would have won definitively. I don't know about that. But come on now, if we're going to beat this guy coming up next, you got to recognize what he does.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, especially after October 7th, Dom, where the Democrats have a really big opportunity to prove to their Jewish supporters, their moderate supporters that see what's going on in the Middle
East,
they have a big chance to prove here, like, look, we are on the side of normalcy. We're going to have a Jewish guy here. He's a fantastic governor. We're going to run him. He's going to swing some votes, swing some states. And they chose not to. They chose Chris Farley down by the river instead. It's crazy to me.
Yeah, Walls not only wasn't Josh Shapiro, he was a lot worse than we can imagine. Mother, my God. Just a killer. And J.D. Vance in the beginning, Dan, you and I didn't think, we thought, man, this is trouble. There was a lot of baggage. But then over the course of the campaign, he showed himself very well. And in the debate, he was incredible.
I'd love to explore with you at some point whether or not you think J.D. Vance is indeed the future or if he's just someone that's put there to.
Yeah, this is another thing.
Yeah.
Too early to tell, but I don't think he's a presumptive nominee at all.
No?
No. Why would he be? You know, what says that he is? That's just getting drunk on the Trump juice here.
The awarded successor of the Trump family at this point.
Trump has a way. Trump himself, though, things might turn on a dime there. You know what I mean?
You know how my brain works. I'm always thinking, is Don Jr. trying to make some moves here?
Yeah,
eventually?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So I don't know who the heir apparent would be. Remember, 4 years is an eternity in politics. J.D. Vance is right there now. But I think Newsom and Josh Shapiro are the Democrats.
Jimmy Matthews checking in, says Shapiro would have never taken the offer. Do you think he was offered and denied?
No, he would have taken it with conditions that he can do X, Y, and Z. They were trying to box him in so he couldn't upstage her. He would have taken it. Why wouldn't he take it?
Good list, though, there, Dom.
Yeah, it is. Thank you. Good objections. Hit us on Twitter at DomShow1210. But you know what? If you want to win, isn't that what it's all about in Trump and how I view it? you got to recognize Josh Shapiro's ability. It doesn't mean you like him. I don't. Doesn't mean you agree with him. And it doesn't mean you don't see what a chameleon weasel he is. But you got to recognize what you're up against. And Tim Walz was just made for us. I mean, it's
like, really was.
It's like he was a Communist Chinese Party plant to help us win.
Maybe he won.
Yeah. No, she was. I think it's a Jewish thing, but I think she was scared to death that he would upstage her. It would have happened.
One thing missing from the list is, comes from a friend who actually his vote was swung by this man. RFK not on the list.
I in the end, I don't know how much.
I think he swung a ton of people.
It'd be on
man.
My list, that's for sure.
Yeah. What was the moment that...
Just him endorsing Trump, him dropping out of the race, and he really made an example of the Democrats and how they keep people out, and then swinging over to the Republicans. And I think he is... I don't want to use this analogy because I don't like the guy, but you know how Democrats feel about Che Guevara to a degree, and how he's a freedom fighter and trying to push against the status quo. I think RFK, to a lot of people, independents, is that main person trying to push against that status quo. He's the one. I know Trump really exemplified it in 2016, but now I think he's the one that's number one in draining the swamp.
I would have put Musk ahead of him if I were going to do that. I kind of bought into the stuff in the end and all the stuff that Musk put into this. And did Musk appeal to young men? Both of you told me that. I don't know.
Oh, you did. Yeah. So I think he did.
I think Musk had a bigger influence than RFK Jr. All right, but tell me which one on the list you would take off there. I mean, come on. That's a strong list. I'm dying on the hill of the transgender, though. I'm telling you, why did the Trump people, who were led by some really killer people this time, spend $33 million on those ads? Because they knew this was something that cut through people that are not paying a lot of attention. She really did that? And I think when we do it every day, we dismiss it because, we're tired of it. And rightfully so. We do it every day. All right. Get in on that. Tell me what you think of that list. Is there another moment? Yeah, I thought about the Wildwood moment. It was beautiful there with the roller coaster and all. But it didn't make the list of this. I would need the top 25 to include that, And there were any number of moments. But the Biden debate moment triggered everything. And what happened on The View was big. That got played again because it's true. She was masquerading. Look, I give Harris credit, given her baggage, the media helping, of being able to pretend that she was the change agent and she wasn't going to take away fracking, etc. But the one thing she did not deny was the transgender stuff. She wouldn't deny it. 855-839-1210. What I'm saying is, I think Democrats, she did a skillful job because look at the baggage they had to run with. That's partly hers. What argument could they make? Abortions, Trump is Hitler. They were reduced to that because that's all that they have. That's it. Any other field, any other thing, any other policy, they're not going to win on it. 855-839-1210, you get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push #1210. Hit me with one that you think deserves to be higher. Dan and Henry had some good points, but the garbage comment, for example, doesn't seem to be that big. But remember those days, it was kind of a closing argument thing, and it almost seemed like Biden was doing something intentional. Can't call people garbage. You played into that big time. All right. Lines are open. 855-839-1210. That's how you get in on Talk Radio 1210.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
10. All right, Dom Giordano Show. Side question today. It's all about that scene. You can't be interrupted. I told you, DJ, the Godfather. You heard Henry's, you heard Dan's. Take us through that. Also, you heard the big list, the moment here. Jeff and Drew kind of re-triggered it with me. We're not going to see anything like this again, I don't think, a campaign. And it's the Trump factor, and it's just years of it that develop viral moments. I don't remember literally any campaign, and I can think of most of them, that had some pretty big moments. You'd have to go back to 1968 with assassinations. And the people that were in that campaign, the bigness of it, around that time, Wallace running, Nixon, Johnson, the Kennedys, Martin Luther King Jr., among others. Ronald Reagan was in that. You'd have to go back to something like that to have any sense that this is bigger than that. Two assassination, well, one attempt and one almost attempt. Hit me with that. I'd be interested to see, though, what you think. I'm still sticking on that. When she said that on The View, it triggered the mask being ripped off, as big as all this other stuff. And I've talked to several consultants. They kind of see it that way, but I'm not sure if that filtered down to the average person as much. All right, let's go to John in Westchester. And John, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, John.
Hello, Dom. Hello, Dan and Henry. Before I get to my scene, I would just like to make a comment about Josh Shapiro.
Yes.
We have an excellent opportunity to ding him up quite a bit in 2026 when he runs for re-election.
Right.
And we really need to make him, you know, pay for the fact that he lied about his promise to have school choice. And we also need to, you know, go after the trans opportunity in the men and, you know, women's sports and all here in Pennsylvania.
Well, you know what? That's the first thing I would, you know, I would debate that guy anytime, anywhere. He's not going to get away with what he does. You know, I can tell what he's doing, John. As soon as he starts to say folks, knock it off already with the folks. He starts to weave in a little bit.
You know where you got that from.
Yeah.
Obama.
Yeah.
And he's never had a difficult campaign. He's never had a competitor to stand up to him.
Yeah, look, I agree with you. I'm not certain who the Republicans have on tap yet, but you're right. National Republicans ought to spend millions of dollars to at least ding him up and stop him.
Absolutely.
Is the way to go. I think he's better than Newsom, harder to beat than Newsom. Newsom might have more baggage. He's more of a chameleon, Josh Shapiro. He'd be my target
Josh sheds his skin, so...
Yeah.
You know, it's but anyway, that brings me to my scene. In 1970, this movie came out. I was 10 years old. My father drove me to Louisville. We lived in Kentucky, and my dad drove me to Louisville over the protests of my mother to see this movie because of the cursing in the movie. George C. Scott standing in front of the American flag, talking to his troops and telling them, you know, it's not your job to die for your country. It's to make the other SOB die for his country.
Yes. You know what? That's why he was one of the greatest generals of all time. Why would you tell troops to die for their country? And look, nothing against Eisenhower, but when I got your Patton there in the bullpen, I'm turning him loose.
Right. And it's he that made it all the way across to Metz. He stayed too long there because it was a historical thing for him. He could have crossed the Rhine probably 30 days earlier and been in Germany before the Battle of the Bulge occurred. But, you know, nobody's perfect. So.
Absolutely. John, that's a great one. That's exactly what
he said. Because I think there's some folks out there that still have a little bit of brain fog.
Was that Obama or was that Josh Shapiro?
Take a guess.
That's Josh Shapiro.
It is Josh Shapiro.
Yeah, it is. He's an imitator. He's a chameleon. Come on, Josh. As soon as he leans in with the folks, they're trying to. Why
just remember. Yeah. Let's just remember, because I think there's some folks out there that still have a little bit of brain fog, remembering, having a hard time remembering what it was like.
What
now,
a,
listen.
This guy,
he brought
the-
all that chaos and limited our freedoms back when he was president, and let's be honest, didn't know what the hell he was doing.
You know what? This guy ought to be sued for plagiarism. He's adopting the voice, not only the manners of Obama. He doesn't talk like that in everyday type of stuff. I mean, the last exchange I had with him, Dan, I told you. For Rose Friend, I'm doing this bidding thing at the Elmwood Zoo, right, on all kinds of things. He comes in and he starts all these snarky remarks. I mean, what do you do in this situation? Hey, Josh, I didn't know you were in the room. Oh, is that you hiding behind there? You look to be about 5'6".
So the other night when he was speaking in Philadelphia, Maisie heard his speech. She was over in the kitchen where our living room was right next to her kitchen. She came over. She goes, oh, I could have sworn that was Obama. I have a little bit of...
It was here in Philly, just down the street, that we declared our independence from a king.
Sounds just like Obama there.
Yeah, absolutely. He doesn't sound like that at all in everyday speech. And they love him. The Inquirer and all the rest. Oh, they love it. It's enough of it. All right. He's a winner from Tuesday night. Now he doesn't have to wait 8 years, only, well, two. Or right now, he's already starting his campaign.
Honestly, strategically, I think he played this the right way in his opinion. Like now he becomes the number one, well, a top contender for 2028, right?
Oh, he is.
And Kamala has to step aside because she was embarrassed.
Oh, yeah. No, she's not. That's why we did the irrelevancy thing yesterday. Yeah. She's not going to be president of anything. Maybe Howard University or something.
Her book
she's
club.
Not, yeah, that's it. She's not going to be. So it's going to be Newsom, Shapiro, and somebody unknown out there. Who's out there next? They haven't even gotten to the Trump inaugural. All right. Will Hulk Hogan be there? 855-839-1210.
Oh, Mark Cuban.
Oh, God.
Oh, gosh. Oh, God. Yeah.
Mark Cuban, the glasses are to... Oh, man.
Cuban Springsteen 2028.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Bruce Springsteen will be in the diner again telling us. All right, let's talk.
Your taxes.
Let's talk about Dr. Bentz, my friend, dentist, and board-certified prosthodontist, Dr. Robert Bentz of the Bentz Dental Group in East Norriton. So many things that set Dr. Bentz apart from other dentists. Recently, he shared with me, I told you we did 20 minutes, you're hearing some of that play out, the role that technology plays in his everyday work. Now, when Dr. Bentz works on you, you can tell this guy is surgical, just great skill with that, great staff and support. But then the equipment, what does that do? Well, with your teeth, it makes it more consistent, more precise. You get a great fit right on. None of this back and forth stuff. But it also allows him to pinpoint exactly what we're trying to treat here and get a more accurate diagnosis and then talk with you about it, your buy-in, and we move forward. This seems simple, but you probably have been to a number of dentists over your lifetime, and you know that that's not always the case. I would say a pedigree here for Dr. Bentz is that dentists routinely send more complex cases to Dr. Bentz. He's known for it. So call Dr. Bentz today, my dentist, right now, and get that evaluation, get that appointment, 610-272-6949, or visit Bentz, B-E-N-T-Z, dentalgroup.com. Bentz Dental Group, say it with a smile, 610-272-6949. All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in. University of Pennsylvania, Columbia, let me see, there's a couple of others here, Harvard, and a multitude of others canceled classes, it now comes out, after the Trump election because of the trauma of this. Now, I'll be getting into it more next week, but when Trump ran, there are several things he talked about needed to be done to bring big college in line that I agree with. One, the tax on their endowment. What is it? Harvard has like a $34 billion endowment and yet still has hundreds of millions of our hard-earned taxpayer dollars going to Harvard. Why? Imagine the trauma of this, days off, because of the election. It's almost you cannot satirize this stuff. It is so ridiculous. But it actually happened across much of the Ivy League and some other schools. So they just will not stop. They just have to be brought under control. Right, let me go to Frank, Long Beach, Island. He's on Talk Radio 1210. Frank, good afternoon.
Hello, Dom. Great show.
Thank you, Frank.
Listen, I agree with you wholeheartedly that I think Sonny Hoyston's incident was significant, especially because it came from The View. It didn't come from a conservative or a Fox News.
Exactly.
You know, because they could have said, oh, you were just picking on her. But it came from a friendly outlet. And I'm sure there are people in the back going, did we give them that question? That wasn't on the list of questions. You know.
Well, and I thought she'd be better prepared. Here's what I thought when Hoyston started to say it. This is the moment, Frank, where she's going to make the break with Biden. They've kind of worked it out with a wink or a nod. She'll say that. And Harris has a subtle way of breaking from Biden without offending too much. And she looked like, oh, my God, why did you ask that? What was so hard about it?
Exactly. And additionally, I believe Trump was set up, or it was a setup to have Trump debate Biden before the primary so that the debate exposed Biden's weaknesses rather than the Democrats having to start the ball rolling with the media and start going, we're not so sure. So Trump should have waited till after the primary, after they picked a candidate, but they used Trump and the debate to expose Biden. So now they can go, well, as everyone can see, it's not necessarily us initiating this. Biden initiated this by his performance. And I think it was all part of the master plan. But then when Biden and Hillary endorsed Kamala early, it prevented them from getting somebody that they really wanted in there.
Yeah, exactly right. Frank, do you have a scene? You can't be disturbed when you're watching it.
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. The part when they're being chased by the good guys or the lawmen, and they're jumping off the cliff.
Yeah, Lord Baltimore and all them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're finally the cliff. Okay. All right, and it's telling, too. Feel free to impersonate it. Feel free to go through it a little bit when you get to that moment. 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. I mean, after all these colleges have gone through, don't you think they would say, no, you got to come to school today. You want to take a day off, you can. But we're not shutting things down because you're traumatized by the election. That's just hard to believe. Read a great article this morning at The Hill. I wanted to go back on. The next 4 years, it says, and look, they're saying this provocatively, are going to be this joust between what Trump brings celebrity-wise and the Trump thing with young men and Taylor Swift. I don't know that we'll ever know the Taylor Swift endorsement. Did it mean anything? It appears now that it didn't mean as much as I thought it did. At the time, I thought, yeah, this is going to bring those reluctant voters out. Women concerned about abortion, and she's the breakout agent to get them to come out. Several analysts now saying abortion did not play nearly as big of a role as we would have thought. I still think it's a Democrat issue. Trump handled it masterfully. Look at the way he handles this versus, say, Ron DeSantis and other Republicans. It's not off the board, though. They're going to go back to it again and again and again because Democrats are still out there saying, oh, my God, what are we going to do now that Trump's there? What's Trump's going to do about your abortions? Give us a break.
Ironically, I think her dad was right.
Saying that, well, her unfavorables, Dan, were a lot higher prior to the endorsement than I thought they were.
Okay.
Well, now they're higher. Mm-hmm. Yeah, now I don't know there's going to be a backlash. We don't know yet till she does the next huge tour.
Will she? Her dad in her documentary said this.
We've not got involved with politics or religion.
Yeah, but this is on the home front. And also, back in the presidential election, I was in such a horrendous place that I wasn't going to pop my head out of the sand for anything.
Why would you? I mean, does Bob Hope do it? Does Crosby do it? Does Mick Jagger do it?
Come on.
No, what I'm saying right now is...
Bob Hope and Dave Crosby.
These are your dad.
That's what she should have been, though, is Bob Hope bring Bing Crosby. You know, and I think she turned off a lot of people with that, both that and the Travis Kelce stuff, taking over the NFL.
Yeah, yeah, I think there is, and I certainly endorse it. I mean, I can't stand it. She's problematic to me. Dan, I would make this point. She's like Springsteen. Well, she's authentic, at least. We know anybody who's really big is more than just a voice, the show. There's an underlying thing. So with Springsteen, it was middle class America, Jersey, tank towns, right? All that stuff. He's fraudulent. He's not connected to that. He hasn't been the last 15 years. With her, it's this angst and these bad men and going through that and all. And I've often thought, oh my God, give it a rest. Come on. You know, in addition to being a top performer, isn't that the catch? I don't know anymore, though, if women... if that appeals to them, or is it just how big it is and how big it feels and the bonding, et cetera? We'll see. That narrative of hers, it bothers me more than Springsteen, or almost as much. Now, I say almost as much. You're with Springsteen. That really sets you off. Because it's, can't these guys see it? They all end up badly. Every one of them she uses to write more songs, ultimately. Travis Kelce, not yet. We'll see.
Well, even Maisie's just over it at this point.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just the point. It's like us with football or basketball. It's like we want to watch football, basketball. We don't care to hear political opinions for people that write the music that we love so much.
Well, particularly when Brittany Mahomes gets X'd out because of the Trump stuff, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
That's okay.
I thought he was trying to come out
of it. Yeah, what the heck? Breaking news
here.
Had
a lot of fun with the call behind the scenes here.
Headline, Bob Casey still refuses to concede. Look, if we're going to be consistent, I'm there with Casey. Bob Brady was on at the top of the show. It was great stuff because he's out there nationally now. Trump in 2020 didn't concede. Where's the moment where you have to concede? And my answer would be only when it's mathematically and it's right in front of me that you can't win. It's over. Every vote has been counted. Then I'm conceding. Right? And I would say this, we may have to do a side question on this. I watch it with Harris. I watch it with a lot of people. How tough that has to be to concede. You put your heart and soul into it. And there's nothing like being president. It's got to be brutal when you got to concede. You just, it's got to take every bit of energy to you to say, I concede. That's it. It's not like losing, you know, an NBA championship or something. That's tough. But this is beyond any athletic contest you can imagine. All right, 855-839-1210. We'll get you on board. Hit us with that opening scene that you cannot be disturbed from. And you heard my list. You heard some of Henry's and Dan's. I haven't checked on Twitter yet, but I'd love to hear yours. We had one person agreeing with me that the moment on The View, when she couldn't use that, she looked stunned. What are you asking me that for, Sonny? What am I going to say here? I thought she'd be prepped for that. The moment, that would have been the layup, how she pivots away from Biden. She was never able to pivot away from Biden. And people know how unpopular, wrong track Biden is. Why wouldn't you get that? You cannot hang with Biden. It might be messy, but you're going to have to pivot away from him. 855-839-1210. Coming up. Yeah, coming up. You want to do Money Melody coming up?
Do you want to do it right? So the question is, do you want to do it right now? Because our 2 o'clock hour for listeners is going to be action packed. We got Marty McCary coming on the top, 2:15 or so. We're going to have Laura Trump stop in 2:30. We're going to hear from a great.
Yeah, let's do it now.
Let's do it now.
Money Melody. Money gone.
All right, today we're playing for a $50 gift card to the Melting Pot. Are you down to fondue? Melting Pot is offering an all-new Down to Fondue happy hour. Available at the bar, enjoy half-off cheese and chocolate fondue. Dates and times may vary. Visit MeltingPot.com for details.
Dom, today we're talking about great scenes from films that hook you or you got to finish the scene or the film when you see that scene. And Dom, me and Henry were talking about here is what we consider one of the top 10 films of the past 10 years. Well, just over 10 years now. I'm going to make that as a clue. Just over 10 years, just past the 10-year anniversary. But Dom, we want to know the name of this movie that this song is played throughout it, and it sets the stage for the final scene. But there's a really instrumental scene early on in the film where a teacher is telling this person trying to learn his trade to do it right. And but Dom, we want to know the name of this film. It came in within the past 12 or so, I'll say 12 years, but it's just over 10 years. A film that is one of the best of the past 10 years, according to me and Henry. We want to know the name of the song, Dom. A very notable song played throughout. Take a listen. Clue, Dom, I'll put it out there just because I want to get our listeners to get this right. I'll say that this movie was a big instrumental launch of a career of an individual who's now really taken over the Hollywood scene.
I'd say two individuals.
Two individuals. Yeah, okay, but one individual in particular who hangs around Philadelphia a lot and might be a pilot? I don't know.
I think you're right. I think I know it, but we'll see. All right, that's coming up. We want to get a winner here quickly, 855-839-1210. You know, one of the biggest and healthiest sales of the year is back again, Rescue Natural Supplements. Black Friday sale is here. And right now, Rescue is slashing prices on every supplement with discounts up to an incredible 80% off. Rescue has a wide variety of products to address your health needs, including immunity and cholesterol support, heart health, and natural energy enhancers. Grab huge savings on omega-3s, probiotics, and so much more. And one more thing, this Rescue Black Friday sale will run the entire month of November. So shop today at res-q.com, res-q.com, or call a Rescue product consultant at 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Again, all Rescue supplements are up to 80% off during this entire month of November. So why wait? Shop massive savings on essential supplements right now at res-q.com.
Dom, Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, here's today's clue. What film are you hearing this instrumental from?
Yes, what film?
All right, let's go to Paul in... No, wait a minute, where did Paul go?
Just dropped off.
Oh, yeah, he dropped off. Right on time.
Oh, look at that.
All right, is Gary taking his money?
Gary.
Okay.
Gary!
Let's go to Gary. Gary, what film is it from?
Not only is it Whiplash, it's Caravan.
Wow. All right.
I love it.
Nicely played, Gary. And what's your entry today? What's the scene?
Definitely. I want him dead. I want him all dead. I want his family dead. Robert De Niro in The Untouchable.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great one, Gary.
Capone. The way he bangs in the table. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. All of your efforts, all of our efforts here in Lower Bucks County, all of those votes that we beat Bucks County, it was 1,283 votes. I will guarantee you all of the votes that we fought for the days for people standing in line, that was the number, 1,283.
Ah, very nice. I'll put you on hold, Gary. Great work today.
Yes. So as you heard Gary there, the film name was called Whiplash, and the song you hear there is Duke Ellington, Buddy Rich's Caravan, and great drumming there from none other than Miles Teller, who really broke out. Fault of Our Stars, I think, is another film that he was in before this, but it was really this one that won or was up for Academy Awards. I don't know if it won or what, but I can't tell you how much of a boost this was for Miles Teller's career later going into Top Gun. But I mentioned one breakout star, and Henry said, no, there's actually two breakout stars that came from this movie. For the trivia members, Henry, who's the other breakout star?
Yeah, so the other one would be the director, Damien Chazelle, who originally, before making this film, wanted to make La La Land, but wasn't getting any offers to make it. So what did he do? He went out and wrote his own movie, which became Whiplash. Won a best screenwriters contest as best script in Hollywood that wasn't made yet. Someone bought it. They made him make a short film first to have a proof of concept. Won a lot of awards as a short film. Then he got the go-ahead to make the feature film of Whiplash. Then after that, that's when he got to make his crown jewel, La La Land, which was my movie today.
And now one Absolutely. Of the most respected directors in Hollywood.
Yes.
All right. Big stuff. All right. Let's go to Liz in Paoli to finish the hour. Liz, go right ahead.
Yeah, hi. What I was going to say is when Zelensky came over to the U.S. Mm-hmm. and Shapiro met him at the airport, and they went to that bomb factory and took that terrible photo where Shapiro signed that bomb that was going to go mm-hmm. over and kill people in Ukraine. It permanently etched a visual linking Shapiro to Kamala and to the war as being a warmonger, the party of the warmongers. And I don't think Shapiro is ever going to escape from that.
I would tell you, Liz, I don't think that will be quite the baggage. You and I may be looking at that because of our positioning on this. This war is doing nobody any good. But we'll see. I mean, he, you know, signing the bombs now is tricky business. You're right. We're out of that stuff of unending wars. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was a photo op that he seemed proud of.
Oh, yeah.
And it just is a photo that's very memorable. And I don't think it's going to do what I think it linked him to wasting all this money on the Ukraine war. And because he was Kamala's surrogate.
Yes.
And so I think it did. I think it negatively impacted her election chances.
Thank you, Liz. Thanks very much. By the way, what happened to the 800,000 polls that are in Pennsylvania? Remember that? That was their pitch. It's not about Ukraine. Poland is next. Trump is going to get Poland invaded. I want to see the Polish vote, how that turned out in Pennsylvania. Just another subgroup. All right, coming up, we always love Dr. Marty Makary, but particularly today, with all the stuff RFK Jr. has been doing, Fruit Loops yesterday, there's more stuff today. Colbert going after him last night. I want to hear Dr. Marty where he thinks this goes, and would he be part of a Trump administration? Also, Laura Trump will be coming our way, and Dakota Meyer, who is a recipient of the Medal of Honor. I went back and read what he did. My goodness. All that in a big 2 o'clock hour, and we'll get a winner for the week on Talk Radio 1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.